There's no better way to get people to cooperate in this country than by seeming a little unhinged. After dabbing pointedly at the price code with a Kleenex, she scanned the eggs, then wiped her hands on the tissue with a rolled eye.
"Catch a durian,"
the girl pronounced when I handed her my debit card. She spoke loudly, as if to those waiting in line. It was late afternoon, the right shift for an after-school job. This girl could have been one of Kevin's classmates. She fixed me with a hard stare.
"That's an unusual name."
I'm not sure what got into me, but I'm so tired of this. It's not that I have no shame. Rather, I'm exhausted with shame, slippery all over with its sticky albumin taint. It is not an emotion that leads anywhere. "I'm the only Catchadurian in New York State," I flouted and snatched my card back. She threw my eggs in a bag, where they drooled a little more. So now I'm home. What passes for it? Everything here is precarious. The steep stairway to the second floor has no banister, spicing my ascent to bed with vertigo after 3 glasses of wine. The floors creak, and the window frames leak. And there's an air about the place of fragility and underconfidence, as if at any moment the entire structure